And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Gun legislation has advanced in a Louisiana Legislative Committee as permitless carry is moving on to the next round. With no Democrats present, the House Criminal Justice Committee advanced that bill. It would allow adults with no criminal record to carry a concealed handgun without a license. The bill was sponsored by Oil City Representative Danny McCormick. It got out of the committee on an 8-1 vote. McCormick's bill is similar to the one he advanced last year. However, last year, before the bill could be approved, it was derailed by the Robb Elementary shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Well, we're talking about the recent sighting of a purported 12-foot alligator on the campus of ULM, but that's the alligator's normal habitat. Recent sightings of alligators on the beach on the coast of Louisiana and nearby states, or taking a dip in a pool, have many wondering if they may be sharing their vacation with the reptiles. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Alligator Program Manager Jeb Linscomb says alligators are just like every other species of wild animals.
They tend to move out of their natural habitat or out of their range. It's just a natural dispersal process. So sometimes they wander off to where they're not supposed to be, like a beach.
He says sometimes they do return to their usual habitat, and alligators nest typically in freshwater. This is the time of year when you see lots of movement of alligators. Linscomb says because the air temperature is higher than the water temperature is one reason you'll see them up on land more trying to warm up, because alligators are cold-blooded animals.
In addition to that, it's also we're going into the breeding season, and that's the time of year where all animals tend to move more in terms of distance than any other time of the year.
He says before you put your beach chairs out, you might want to look around and check an alligator isn't sunning nearby. And if you come across one, Linscomb says make sure you, the children, pets, and the elderly are taken out of harm's way.
As long as you get away from the animal, you'll be fine. It's pretty simple, common sense. Stay away from the animal.
And don't feed alligators. Linscomb says if you do, they'll continue to approach humans, expecting every time they see a human to receive a snack. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.